Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my producer, Trey Kincaid, set this great lady up for just 30 minutes. I appreciate him doing that. I want to have her back up for a full hour next week if she can do it. We've only got 5 minutes left with her. I've been promising to get Aaron Dykes in here. But this worked out today, this dovetail. She's getting into eugenics right now. And when you read the actual letters and the millions of dollars of funding and the official news articles praising the Rockefellers funding the pre-Nazis, the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute on Anthropology, the rest of them, and funding Hitler, and then funding it and changing the names after the war, oh, they continue to today. And it's all, they're going to use environmentalism, one-child policy. Folks, we're in so much trouble. But just condensing it down, the 3 or 4 minutes left that we've got, Kitty Werthmann, who grew up in Austria, 12 years old, and Hitler took over Austria, and then I guess until she was 19 at the end of World War II. So you saw the local janitor who had some health problems taken away to be exterminated. You left off there. I'd like to get into some of the gun control if we can before you leave us, but can we get you back up next week?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Please continue.
Well, we also had gun control. We were told that guns are very dangerous, they're unsafe, and children are playing with guns, and we had hunting accidents. And we also had criminals again. And the only way that you could trace a murderer by the serial number, so we should register our guns so that they can take the serial number off the gun. So we dutifully went to the police station. We thought we don't want to have criminals again. And so about 6 months later or some time, they said it really didn't help all that much. We still had a lot of accidents and all. To really be safe, we should turn in our guns to the police station. And if we wouldn't do that, there was capital punishment against it. They already knew who had guns because we registered them. So we were being disarmed.
Now, by the way, they're disarming them all over this country. Different cities are passing laws. They're suing gun manufacturers. We've got gun control groups, own documents. Total gun ban is their plan. And as she said on the floor of the House, and we have the actual news article about it. It was a pro article. Sarah Brady said the object before they can have total socialism in the U.S. is the total disarmament of the American people. And they're training the children right now to do it in schools.
So I urge everybody, keep your guns and buy more guns, because if we had known what happened in Austria, and we had our guns, we would have fought a bloody revolution to the last man or woman. But we had nothing left except broom handles.
Now let's talk about that when you join us for a full hour next week, because things just got worse and worse after that point. And I want Americans and British and others listening. Well, look at England. They've taken all the guns, and now they're arresting you for your speech, total police state. Same thing starting to happen here. They're not playing games. The Bushes, of course, funded Hitler. They were the top Nazi agents in the U.S. You can't make this type of stuff up. And then I want you to, of course, parallel what the government's saying and doing. Again, as only someone who lived through it could. And again, you can get the DVD that she's on from Radio Liberty, and we'll put a link to that online. We'll have you on for a full hour next week, okay? I'm going to have my producer call you right now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. That is Kitty Werthmann. And when we get back, Aaron Dykes are dovetailing with all of this. We're doing all this research for Endgame, and I'm like, we can't wait, and we can't put all this in the film. So this is part one. We're going to have Aaron back on again next week for part two. We're going to spend roughly 50 minutes with Aaron Dykes on the other side of this break. He works here in the office, helped do the research for the eugenics section of this film. We're going to go over it. This is what runs the whole world. This is their master plan, their system.
It's here.
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
In the last hour, we had Kitty Werthmann on, who was 12 years old when Hitler took over Austria. She was paralleling the gun control, the national ID cards, the claiming they wanted women's rights, really, to break up the family and get the women into the workforce so the state could raise the children. And she talked about when she was like 13 years old, there was a local retarded man who was cleaning as a janitor there at the little Austrian village where she lived. And just a van came to this tiny town and rounded up the 15 undesirables, deaf people, folks that were mentally retarded, people who have good lives. But regardless, when you kill the least, when the government starts acting like God, things only go downhill from there. And it goes back to Plato, this idea of exterminating the infirm, the weak. It goes right through to today. It is the perfect ideology of the elite, the emotional and psychological salve to engage in whatever mass murder or extermination of the populations they wish. Now, this is a special, very special, 40 minutes of airtime in this last hour you're about to hear, because we have been rocked to our very core what we've learned here. You know, I've seen scores of films about eugenics. I have read many books about it. I've done countless hours of research online. And about 6 months ago, we've been working on Endgame now for more than a year. We've been working on this since the spring of 2006. And, of course, in the summer, early summer of 2006, we traveled to Bilderberg to cover the elite there. And the film, we also have footage from this year in Istanbul, and the film's going to be out in late October. And I said, we can't wait with this information, because about 6 months ago, I told Aaron, I said, okay, now we're getting up towards the latter half of the film. I need you to vet all of my facts in this script. I've already vetted them, but I want you to double vet, bring up any other points you want on eugenics. And so Aaron has spent a couple hours each day for the last 6 months, even in a lot of time in his off time. I'll show up at the office at 10 in the morning. He's never even left sometimes, working 24 hours through a couple times with all of the research. Because once you find out about this, folks, you cannot let it go, okay? Believe me, I don't want to not have sleep. I don't want to have black circles around my eyes. But when you find out that these people openly say they want to kill 80%+ of us, and when you find out they're running everything, and when you find out they put Hitler and Stalin and Mao in, and when you find out all these countries are carrying the shadow, when you find out modern environmentalism is neo-feudalism and a way to control resources and one-child policies they're now admitting under the program and under the carbon taxes that's now being announced, when you find it out, this is a two-hour film we're making, and only 15 minutes, the end, is on eugenics and the master plan, or about 20 minutes. We're trying to hold it down to 2 hours. It looks like it may go over. It's like, I can't make a film that's less than, or you know, than 2 hours, though it's more effective. So here is Aaron Dykes, who's got the floor. Aaron, I want you to just go through, take your time. We've got plenty of time. Walk through. You've got your notes there. You've got a stack. This stack is just the condensed stuff. And again, we're trying to put this into 15 minutes in the film. This is just the history of eugenics. Then there's eugenics present, eugenics future. And folks, this is the biggest story. This is what it's all about. This is who the globalists think about. This is what they believe in. And you can debate who runs the New World Order and who's behind it. I'm telling you, I've been doing the research for 15 years. And I'm telling you, this is what they're into. This is what they go on retreats about. This is their religion. It is a religion of mass murder and death, of elitism, of total control. You know, you've heard of people who just want to wreck things and want to see others fall and others fail. This is the elite. They are hyper-competitive, hyper-dominant, and it's all about full control, full domination. It's about fully controlling populations and never having any competition to their monopoly of power, and that's in their own words. And we picked for this film Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and Aaron last week goes, oh my God, H.G. Wells basically said the same thing, that it's this blueprint for total enslavement and how they're going to exterminate us. So to walk us through that is Aaron Dykes, who again is one of our video editors and the webmaster for JonesReport.com. Aaron, all I can say is excellent job with the research you've done, because you dug up a lot of stuff that I wasn't even aware of, and as usual, it's many times worse than even I thought. And day by day, the research just gets more horrifying. We just uncovered, of course, letters to Hitler and all the support of it. Margaret Sanger, we already knew she hated black people and called them weeds, but to find the documents where she's saying, we do want to kill all the blacks, but we can't let them discover it. We've got to keep it secret. How they bought off the black leaders then, set up welfare and the social services and the health departments to exterminate the blacks. They've done a very good job of that. My God, we have them. I mean, they just all these people need to be arrested immediately who are out there. I mean, folks, these are mass murdering criminals. Aaron Dykes, you have the floor.
Absolutely. And what we're talking about here, again, is eugenics. There's so many details, we literally are drowning in them. But it's not a loss of forest for the trees. We're talking about the belief that you can lift up a highly gifted race of men through breeding and weed out the poor and the lower people. And, you know, I brought up sterilization to a friend, and I've been passing around words like eugenics. Some people on the ground don't even recognize what that is, or if you do, you immediately associate it only with the Nazis. But we are talking about eugenics that came through the British, rose to heights in America, and then transferred to Nazi Germany.
You have the floor. Break it down.
So this all started with Francis Galton. Francis Galton was the cousin of Charles Darwin, Origin of Species, who developed evolution. And Darwin himself was very much influenced by Thomas Malthus, Malthusianism.
Let's go back to Plato first.
Absolutely. Well, Plato believed that the state should control breeding. He believed that it was the more knowledgeable people who should control society, that democracy or republics of any kind weren't really the way to go. We're talking about elite breeding through science. And that definitely influenced a lot of the stuff we're dealing with today.
In fact, you've got a lot of the quotes from Plato, and in part two, or if we have time later at the end of the show, you can get into some of those quotes. I mean, this is not our opinion. This is actual quotes from the Republic and others, but continue walking through it.
Well, Galton was not a biologist at the time that Darwin published his Origin of Species, but he was so enlightened by Darwin's idea of advancing the species through competitiveness that he changed into biology and started pursuing this. And not only biology, but believed that mankind could actually take hold of the reins of evolution and drive mankind's own evolution in an intelligent, designed way.
And of course, after World War II, they changed the name from eugenics to transhumanism and bioethics and environmentalism. Please continue.
Yeah, it gets some name changing later, but eugenics would be actually an elitist term in itself. It means well-born in Greek, but it's actually a word that Francis Galton coined himself in 1883. And through a series of about 30 years, he developed biometrics as we know it today, criminal fingerprinting system, composite photography for picking out criminal types, and but the main driver of eugenics was sterilization, keeping the undesirables from breeding, and choosing wisely who to breed with in terms of elites. And they believed they could purify and uplift their race, which ended up being a horrible irony because most of the people in their family, which was all selected, ended up with mental diseases, had breakdowns, and you know, had similar situations to people they thought shouldn't be allowed to live. Basically.
And that's the thing. Almost all these eugenics families interbred, and so literally we have all the documents. They ended up literally in the mental institutions with all these genetic diseases, but that didn't make them stop there. They just continued.
No, in fact, it was Thomas H. Huxley, the grandfather of Aldous Huxley, author of Brave New World, who's familiar to almost everyone, and Thomas Huxley, also the grandfather of Julian Huxley, who later founded UNESCO, was not only known as Darwin's bullfrog and helped get the theory of evolution accepted into scientific society in Britain where they were, he also became a proponent of Galton's eugenics and really got that driven into the mainstream, got it into the university circles, the Royal Society of London, and from there, it only spread to the United States and also, most of Europe, actually.
Now, it fit like a hand in glove with already the feudal views of the New World Order, of the elites that already believed in breeding, already believed they were superior, already believed they were gods compared to the commoners, already had systems to control and dumb down populations to make them more manageable. Manuals have been written about this all over the world. That's why it was very popular by then, by the turn of the last century, in Mexico, in Japan, then exported to Germany. Let's run right through the events here.
Well, that's right. We're not just talking about usurping and taking control of dominating people. It's the scientific belief that you have a justification, and it gets really nasty.
Well, it's their rationalization to do whatever they want.
Yeah, that's right. And specifically, we're talking about starting in the United States in 1896, Connecticut passed the first eugenical law applying to marriage, where the epileptic, imbeciles, so-called feeble-minded, could not marry by law.
You know I just thought of to do this a few days ago, but we should have played the clip from that film about, you know, where they show the judge saying you're not allowed to marry because your family's criminals.
Yeah, that's right. The famous quote in the film is, three generations of imbeciles are enough. A justification in the Supreme Court upholding a eugenical law that you can forcibly sterilize people, and that's one of the components we're talking about.
That was Oliver Wendell Holmes.
Oliver Wendell Holmes, that's right.
Now,
1927.
We're talking about people, folks. This is bad to do it to anybody, but folks who had below a B+ would be sterilized. And, of course, then it led to people actually being killed. Stay there, Aaron Dykes. When we get back, we're going to go straight into the golden age of eugenics leading to Hitler, and now how they've repackaged it and renamed it. Stay with us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Ted Anderson for Midas. July 6, 2007, gold 647, 10-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $668.20, $329.75 for half, $164.88 for quarter. That's $668.20, $329.75, and $164.88. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Are radical Islamic nations seeking to gain control of the Security Council of the United Nations? What would be their purpose for doing so? For a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine, just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the prophecies of the Bible are far in advance of today's news? It discusses a coming economic system called the Mark of the Beast. You can receive a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
Look out your window, baby. There's a scene you like to catch.
Look out your window, baby. There's a scene you like to catch. Bandit saying Dixie. Man got his hand outstretched. Could be the Fuhrer.
All right, Aaron Dykes. Again, we've been doing research for the film Endgame. We've discovered that things were even worse than we thought. Not only is eugenics a dominant thread, it is a guiding force in everything the New World Order does. We've gotten up to turn of the century with these top scientists in England who are already into this classism and elitism, really codifying things into social Darwinism. It's their right to rule, their right to dominate, their right to be abusive, their right to kill, because just like an ant species, they do these parallel studies, you know, we're just helping everyone, killing them. Let us continue, please.
That's right. We're talking about eugenics, the worst parts of Nazi Germany, the belief that you can eradicate people who don't fit into the society you want to have. And we're talking about eugenics in Nazi that didn't develop from Hitler. They developed from British social theory. They developed from laboratories in the United States.
And we have the quotes in Mein Kampf, My Struggle, Adolf Hitler, 1924, where he thanks the eugenicists, where he thanks, you know what, I know you're skipping ahead. It's just so much info after jumping in. Go through it, Aaron.
Yeah, that's right. We're talking about Hitler's Mein Kampf. He praised all the top eugenicists from America, which started basically at the turn of the 20th century. In 1898, Charles B. Davenport, one of the key directors of American eugenics, started the Cold Springs Harbor Research Station, which was directly funded by the Carnegie Institute. And by 1910, they had opened the Eugenics Record Office that cataloged and traced heredity, hair samples, physical traits, which was again funded by the Carnegies, by the Harrimans, by the Rockefellers, and the Rockefellers ended up setting up the institutions in Germany that led to Nazi eugenics.
And that's the Kaiser Wilhelm School of Anthropology, and then arms in the U.S., arms in Europe. They bankrolled it all.
That's right. It spread from America into Germany. They loved so much the eugenics that was happening. And the Rockefellers started funding the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute starting about 1910, which became fully blossomed in the late 20s.
Then we have, now there's this key global conference in London. That's when it hit superstar level, all over the newspapers. Everyone's into it. They had contests. Tell them about it.
That's right. It was 1912 in London, and this is when eugenics was no longer just social theory amongst British elites, but something that was taking place in Sweden, Norway, Australia, most, if not all, of Western Europe. And we have maps of this that's all up. We're not just talking here. But it went supernova in America. Largely because of this Cold Springs Harbor Research Station and the way they were able to legitimize this not only among society people, including former presidents Teddy Roosevelt, Herbert Hoover, and many more, actually, but amongst common people. They would have fitter family contests at state fairs. They would have most beautiful baby contests where you would go through a eugenics process and they would vet you out and say you have a goodly heritage. They have all this propaganda, too, where it's spread only good seed. You have a goodly heritage. And they would reward ordinary people for having a goodly heritage, if you will, and the most beautiful baby.
And they have these contests at churches, too.
That's right. Yeah, it spread to churches, too. They had a contest to see who could integrate eugenics best into their sermons.
Which they have now for environmentalism and the global warming, which, again, we have the actual documents. It's nothing but a global eugenics policy. Actual war against humanity. Nothing to do with the earth.
Well, hold on just a second. Regarding the eugenics and religion, we have Alfred Edward Wigham, and he wrote the New Decalogue of Science. He was a Presbyterian Protestant preacher, and he believed eugenics fit in quite well with Christianity, and even said, if Jesus were among us here today, he would be the president of the Eugenics Society.
Now, let's be clear, folks. You're being told the key, the big secret. We have Margaret Sanger calling black people worthless, saying they must all be slaughtered. Most of the whites must be slaughtered. Everyone must be slaughtered. This is the ultimate enemy. They run everything. Please continue.
Yeah, that's right. Eugenics is not only accepted and promoted as an idea. This guy, Alfred E. Wigham, calls eugenics the duty, the first commandment of the New Decalogue of Science.
The first commandment. And these are captains of science, captains of industry being bankrolled by the Carnegies, by the Rothschilds, by the Rockefellers, by all the big power brokers.
That's right. And these academic minds legitimized it to the point where eugenics was not only acceptable, but the duty of man. It was something we were meant to promote. It is the way we uplift our species, and the poverty and degradation and bringing down of the species is our detriment. We've got to get rid of those people.
Now, Don't believe me. Check it out for yourself. Type in social worker into Google. Get the history. It was set up as cores to go out and take children and kill them and sterilize them. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
You want to lose weight, but there's no way you want to resort to pills or shakes that are full of chemicals or drugs with harmful side effects. We know diets don't work. That's why there is the Fat Loss Patch. The Fat Loss Patch is a self-adhesive dietary aid worn daily that slowly releases all natural ingredients into the skin. The result is a safe and easy way for you to increase your energy levels, maintain a healthy body weight, and curb those horrible sugar cravings, all without irritating side effects or loss of muscle. Just peel it off, stick it on, and live your life. The patch is safe, effective, and clinically tested. Also, the Fat Loss Patch is the most unique product and business opportunity to ever hit the U.S. and international markets. Join as a U.S. or European customer or distributor in this much-needed and fast-growing business. For more information, visit patchmeeting.com or call Judy at 800-766-2133. That's 800-766-2133.
You heard Rothschild in the first hour. Talk to us like we were stupid children. Talk to us like we were dumb. Like we couldn't figure out what they were doing. Well, I tell him, he may be able to fool a lot of people. And his propaganda, his family's propaganda, the New World Order's propaganda may work on some people. But it isn't working on everybody. And they are going to fail. We don't have a choice. This is make it or break it right now. They're putting in their control grid right now so they can exterminate us en masse. They mean to do it. We've got the proof. These people are the most selfish, wicked individuals you could ever imagine, and we must stand against them. We're going to go back to Aaron Dykes here in just a moment. I hope that all of you will take advantage of this great offer from Solution from Science in Thomas, Illinois at blacklistedherb.com. They will send it out to you with just an invoice. No credit card number needed, no nothing. They just send you an invoice for the bottle of Shilosine that they're going to send you. It is 84 different types of minerals in ionic form. I researched this stuff. Really good stuff. Minerals deficiency is one of the biggest problems people face. It's a great company, great products, blacklistedherb.com. And you've got to take advantage of this deal. You just call them up. And they send you the invoice, and it's a 3-month supply in one bottle. If you like it, if you think it has good effects, for your health and for your nutrition, then pay the old invoice and get a new bottle in 3 months. Give them a call, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. Or blacklistedherb.com. And, yes, if you believe in what we're doing, I mean, frankly, we're the hardest working folks in the fight against the New World Order. I wish that wasn't the case. I wish that it wasn't us here having to do this. I mean, literally, I was burning with passion today driving into the office, thinking about all the documents I've read, thinking about all the books I've read. We order books written by these people. It's not like we even believe stuff on the Internet. You know, like you hope Margaret Sanger didn't say it, and then you know, you get the source. You hope Prince Bernhard didn't say it, and you get the book. You hope, you know, the UN document that you read about isn't true, and you order the UN document, and it's real. You know, you believe me, folks. And I was just burning with desire driving into the office this morning, going, I wish I could articulate. I wish I was man enough. I wish I had the intellect. And I literally started praying, saying, God, please, whatever the cost may be, help me have the intellect, be able to articulate how serious this is, and just please don't let the New World Order kill me yet or hurt my family yet, because it's not that I'm being selfish. It's that if I ask for anything, it's more time to fight these people. I want to beat them. I want to take them down. I want to put them in prison. I mean, they openly kill people in mass all over the world. They openly sit around and brag about it and laugh at us. And then we got to watch them on TV and radio and in print acting like our saviors continually. I can't stand it. I don't like it. Now, please get our videos. Please support us. All I want is to fight them and to have victory against them. All I want is to expose these murdering criminals. And I'm asking you right now, ladies and gentlemen, to go to Infowars.com and to order the videos, the Loose Change Second Edition, Terror Storm, Martial Law, Road to Tyranny, Riddles in Stone, the Police State Trilogy. Get them. Make copies of my films. Make copies of the other films we carry, like America Freedom to Fascism. Get them out to people. This is what we're asking you. We're begging you. I mean, we put them out for free on Google Video. It's not the best quality, but download those. Burn them to disk. Or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership for 15 cents a day. $5.95 a month, the cost of 3 cups of coffee. 3 cups of coffee. And it's high quality downloads there now. Really looks good. Burn them to disk. By the way, we're going to get, by next Wednesday, Terror Storm 2nd Edition will be up on the website for you by next Wednesday. In high quality, so you can start getting it out to folks, and it's going to start shipping next week, too. We got it in stock, and we're going to start shipping Terror Storm 2nd Edition out to you. So please get it as well at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. I just know that if every one of you listening, instead of counting on the people out there that do take action, we've had great effect because of them. If you just get the videos and buy a DVD burner and start aggressively, I mean, go out to the mega mall or the Fry's or the electronics place today and buy a DVD side-by-side burner and buy 500 blanks. I mean, they're cheap now. And just say, that's it. I'm going to make a copy when I go to work in the morning. I'll make a couple when I'm watching TV or surfing the Internet. And just start giving them to people. And just literally know that Rothschild is scared. You heard that punk in the first hour. Know the Rockefellers know we're coming for them. Know the New World Order knows we're coming for them. And if the blacks and whites and Hispanics and Asians and all of us can see the big picture and just stop fighting with each other, because I was watching Khalid Muhammad, you know, God rest his soul now, and I could, so much of what he said I agreed with, so much of what he said I disagreed with, because then he knows there's a New World Order, he knows whites have done horrible things to blacks, and his answer is to act like the New World Order and say, let's kill all the whites then. You know what? When I see black children being murdered in Africa, my heart literally bleeds. When I see Hispanic children in Mexico City, one-third of them being born without brains, with a syndrome because of the heavy metals in the air and the dirt, my heart literally bleeds for them. When I watch children starving to death on old black and white films under Mao Zedong last night, it literally tore my guts out. I love those children as much as I love my own children. It's called empathy. Whites are not devils. We do not want to kill you. Are there evil elites that happen to be white? Yes, but the Chinese and Japanese love it, and there are madmen in Africa who love the New World Order. There were blacks who worked with Margaret Sanger to kill the blacks. I mean, and thought they were going to create a super race of blacks. I mean, this is just, it's evil, it's wrong. Stand with us. We'll just come together against the New World Order and national sovereignty. We can prevail together. All right, I'm going to shut up. We got 20 minutes left. Aaron, let's continue with the regions of the country. Let's continue. We've gotten up to the Rockefellers being thanked in Mein Kampf, the eugenicists being thanked by Adolf Hitler. Please continue. Hurry.
Alex, we're talking about sterilization and how did it get to Nazi Germany from the United States. Not only the fact that the Rockefeller family, the Carnegies, the Harrimans, and many others funded eugenics and got it to Germany, but the way it came from the United States, the first sterilization law was passed in Indiana in 1907, and through the Eugenics Records Office with Charles B. Davenport and Harry Laughlin, look them up, we got 30 states in the United States by 1935 with sterilization laws, one repealed in Nevada. I guess they didn't think it was such a great idea. And seven other states with laws pending. And
now here's the key. Under federal funding, hundreds of millions of dollars, we have all the documents, funded to set up health departments. That was what they were first set up for. Racial hygiene was the term we coined. Then the Nazis picked up racial hygiene, and they would go around picking up retarded children. Then it was people under B+. It was mainly on whites. Black groups got together in Harlem and said, no, we want you to sterilize blacks too. We want to be part of this elitism. And we've got all their names. And the same thing is happening today. Please continue.
Alex, it's bad enough to believe you're going to purify your race by selectively breeding with other elites. And this is somehow going to breed literally a super smart race of men, which is what not only Galton, but later H.G. Wells and a number of other top people believe.
And really, it creates mental patients.
Yes, it does. But there's also negative eugenics, which is sterilization. It is child... we're talking about sterilization. We are talking about wiping people out, birth control, abortion. And some of these people believed in just altogether killing these people.
In fact, we've got quotes by American, British, and German eugenicists just saying, we need to just start killing. In fact, later, if you're during a break, you can actually dig those quotes out. Keep going. Take your time.
That's right. That's right. The Eugenics Records Office, which was the mainstream office funded by the Carnegies, again, Davenport, Laughlin, and then their number three guy, Madison Grant, favored extermination. They thought he was a little extreme, but he was allowed to stay in the club. Hitler later didn't think that was so extreme. And that's literal, too. That is not a euphemism.
Now, again, Dr. Pianchi at UT, who said he wants 90% to die and it's a good thing and needs to start, we found his graduate student paper saying, well, he's a liberal. We're for killing everyone. All humans must die. All. Total extinction.
Yeah, this is something that's been through the extreme Nazis, it's been through the extreme socialists, it's been worldwide.
And it's back with a green paint job right now.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so we are talking about the Eugenics Records Office. Harry Laughlin, Davenport, these directors went to Germany, met with the heads of the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, met with Hitler. We have pictures. These aren't just quotes I've found on the internet. These aren't just books I've ordered.
The head of IBM was in on it. That's why they made the first computers were to chronicle people with the tattoo numbers. They're now running the national ID system today.
That's right. It's biometrics. It's eugenics. It's all integrated to literally control the population. They believe when you control the breeding, you can have your elite race of men, you can have your workers, very much like in Brave New World. But the key is controlling that breeding, controlling that society completely. It was any kind of extreme government. It wasn't going to work to have limited government. You had to have the selective breeding. So extreme world government socialism works. Nazis could work. It doesn't matter.
And by the way, in command and control. Again, the Soviets picked it up. The communist Chinese picked it up. I mean, this thing has been picked up. The Japanese loved it. The Mexicans loved it. Please continue.
Yeah, I have actual documents, scans, not just quotes, of Teddy Roosevelt signing off on eugenics and how he thought it was a pretty good idea. We have pictures of these Davenport and other directors in Germany writing letters back and forth to them between the Darwins, between the Huxleys, between Hitler, and they really got things going with the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. Things really picked up in 1927, which was when things were at the height in the United States. All these states had sterilization laws. And then in 1933, Hitler comes to power, and one of his first acts is to pass that German sterilization law in pursuit of the super Nazi raid.
And that's how the mass murder started. Was first it was the retarded, it was the handicapped, and then it was, oh, you're deaf, we're taking you. And they would take you to a special center, and within 1 month to 6 months, it was always appendicitis. It was a big joke. Oh, your son or daughter died of appendicitis. Now, some families were so evil, if Nazis had children that had problems, they would just immediately ask them to come by and kill them.
Now, of course, most people are pretty familiar with the Nazi regime and all the horrible things they do. But what you may or may not realize is afterwards, the aftermath, eugenics didn't die. The Nuremberg.
Julian Huxley says, his brother wrote Brave New World, who later said, this is what we're really going to do, said, we've got to doll this up and change the name. Is that where you were going next? Or?
We were going to get to
By
that.
By the way, you've gotten into two pages. We have giant stacks here.
Unfortunately, I will never be able to get
to
those
part
details.
Two and three, if need be. Continue.
But I'd like to name Otmar von Verschuer. And, of course, I'm not good with the Germans, so you'll have to forgive the name. Verschuer, he was the head of the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute Department of Anthropology, Human Heredity, and Eugenics. He was a 10-year associate of Dr. Mengele. He was Mengele's boss for over 10 years. He was not prosecuted in the Nuremberg trials.
He was allowed to continue.
He was allowed to continue under a different name, not his own name, but eugenics was no longer eugenics. It became the pursuit of population control. It became transhumanism, as Julian.
And they wrote papers on this. They said, that's why Julian Huxley, in fact, where's my book? I have the quote in there, but we have the actual place where he wrote it. You know, he says, well, you know, it's terrible to say that, you know, that we got to continue eugenics, but it's even worse not to say it, and we've got to continue it. In fact, let me just find this here for people with a Julian Huxley actual quote here for people. Where they're openly talking about the things they're going to do to us. There's Mao Zedong. Now he's good, according to the... Here's Sir Julian Huxley, first Director General of UNESCO. This is what Bush signed back onto, runs our school curricula, everything. Even though it is quite true that any radical eugenics policy will be for many years politically and psychologically impossible, it will be important for UNESCO to see to it that the eugenic problem is examined with the greatest care and the public mind is informed of the issues at stake so that much that is now unthinkable may at least become thinkable. And see, under the social welfare, under these systems... what did the head doctor for the state of Texas say last year in the AP when Dr. Breeding was down there debating him? He said, oh, yeah, Dr. Breeding said, why are over two-thirds of the foster children in Texas on psychotropic drugs? And he said, because they're genetically inferior. And Breeding said, what's the test? And how do you know these drugs are for genetically inferior children? It's just made up. Oh, we give kids toxic drugs because they don't like being torn away from their parents when they cry because you take a 5-year-old or a 3-year-old or a 2-year-old. They call that mental illness. Then they drug in 90%+ of the cases, and then you start having health problems. They drug you even more. They're actually, and then they take little kids and test pesticides on them. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. It's going on everywhere. I have the textbook the University of Texas uses for its social workers, where it calls the family a disease. Okay, these pieces of trash are doing this right now. Please continue.
Alex, that quote from Huxley is key. What is not possible now? What is not thinkable now, eugenics, we want to at least talk about so it becomes at least thinkable, so eugenics can become possible again. That quote came from 1947, only a couple years after the end of World War II. Julian Huxley founded UNESCO in 1946, cast off everything the Nazis did, and continued in population control. And if you know the first thing about UNESCO, you know what they've done in Africa and other third world nations, sterilizing people and so forth.
And I mean, how obvious is it? The Gates Foundation, the foundation set up by Ted Turner. Ted Turner has given speeches calling people weeds, useless eaters, actual Hitler quotes. He talks about how we've got to reduce the population by 95%. I have his quote right here, Audubon Magazine. And then he goes, but I love black children. I have special injections. And then, oh, we wonder why all these countries have half AIDS rates and everyone's sterilized. And, oh, they, in hundreds of different vaccine makers, they found a very expensive added female hormone bound to the tetanus pathogen, which then sterilizes the woman, creates an autoimmune response. I mean, these sons of... none of us are safe. We're in danger. It's just like the end of the Body Snatchers movie, folks. I should be running around the street stopping cars. We all should be just going crazy right now. This is insane. They run everything. They've got nukes, weapons, the police, everything. They run everything.
And this is where Act Two of eugenics really picks up. We all know what happened in Nazi Germany. We all hated it, and we excised it, and eugenics was dead. No, world government continued. The Fabian sect of eugenics continued. The American Eugenics Society, founded in 22, continued, did not end after the war. It's still in place today. However, in 1972, it changed its name to the Society for the Study of Social Biology, a more tame name, but the American
Eugenics
Society...
And they pushed for population reduction numbers. And I want to tell Bianca and the trash that met a few weeks ago here in Austin, we sent people down there pushing for eugenics. You go first, okay? Number one, we know you're full of bull, but you know what? I demand that you slit your own wrist. I demand you blow your own heads off. Stop saying I gotta die to make way for you and your scum. Get out of my way, trash! How dare you, you filthy, degenerate filth! You pieces of inbred trash! How that? You killed so many people, and the people that support this are killing, are supporting the murder right now.
And it's all through euphemism. Of course, we all want a good environment. We're for environmentalism in theory. But under the name of environmentalism, we're still pursuing eugenics, not only through population control, but Julian Huxley, who didn't die anytime soon, even though he was operational at the turn of the century, didn't die until 1975, not only founded UNESCO directly after the war, which... has led to plenty of atrocities.
Stay there. Let's come back and talk about everything Hitler did and how they reorganized, and now they're more powerful than ever. The entire world government system is being set up as an extermination grid. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
There Aaron, let's just pick a date right now. Let's not make folks wait. Let's do this Monday, third hour. We'll have to check the book in there. I should have done that. But a full hour sometime Monday to have you back in for part two of this, because this is so important. We haven't even scratched the surface. Another key is the Rockefellers didn't stop funding eugenics after World War II. They intensified it. And they also did all this cancer research and other stuff, and then notice those numbers all go up. There's a lot of evidence that they've been involved in planting that, and that's come out in the news. Aaron, close us out here.
That's right. It's tough. The Rockefellers tend to insulate themselves a bit, but they don't mind it coming to the surface, apparently. John D. Rockefeller Jr., for instance, had his own Bureau of Racial Hygiene. But he didn't only do that, and not only did his father fund the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, he funded Margaret Sanger's Planned Parenthood organization.
And by the way, they're still doing that. All the Rockefellers now, go look into all the hundreds of offspring, and like half of them are in eugenic societies and world population and global warming groups. Okay, this is their excuse.
And when you begin to look at the bigger picture and you realize how much Rockefellers are the drive of world government, you look back into the beginning of eugenics history at the turn of the century. Take H.G. Wells, for instance, who was also a big world government. He believed very much in a socialist world government, and he helped craft the League of Nations, helped advocate for it alongside the Rockefellers. And then again, towards the end of World War II, right before he died, advocated for the UN, advocated for the Universal Bill of Rights, specifically leaving out mentions of democracy or anything of that sort.
Or reproductive rights. And then in Article 30 and 29, it says you have no rights. For people listening, I want you to come away with this in part one. This is the governing system of the world. This is what they're truly into. This is their obsession. This is what they want. This is what they're setting up. And they get to kill people, be on power trips, and take all their resources after they've gotten rid of us. It is the ultimate religion of control freaks. Think of the most wicked control freak you can, and think of what their religion would be. This is it.
Yeah, and my point is that this isn't gone. It's now thinly veiled behind organizations that ordinary people don't know about. Julian Huxley not only founded UNESCO, but he founded the World Wildlife Foundation, which gets into conservationism and the idea of stability.
Well, see, that's how they set it against man. They say, well, the animals deserve rights, and we're the elite. We're going to vote for them, and we have to take your resources in the name of the animals, like a king would do 600 years ago in England. You had to be at subsistence level or sustainability, and yes, they coined the term. They moved eugenics also into the word sustainability.
And when we get into sustainability, we're right back where we started with Malthus. Malthusian, the problem is the poor, not the poverty. Once you get rid of the poor, the poverty takes care of itself. And now we see it in the Club of Rome. I'm looking at a document right now from the Prince of Jordan, the head of the Club of Rome, from 2002, where they begin to call for a new international humanitarian order. Those are the capitalized letters. And they start their document with an H.G. Wells quote, "If the universe is non-ethical by our present standards, we must really consider these standards, and we must reconstruct our ethics." And that's really what the
they're saying. There is no ethics. We're going to kill a bunch of people, and all the crimes they commit, they feel good about themselves. This is your enemy. This is your family's enemy. These are the pig people that have actually held us back. They are wicked control freaks that have this formula of control and domination, and the general public has been told by their media organs they don't exist. There's no North American Union. There's no New World Order. There's no eugenics. Oh, the global warming's real. Let's have a global tax. Oh, your children are dead, as Rothschild said in the first hour. Incredible interview. By the way, that interview is about to restart with the rebroadcast that continues 24 hours a day. I'll see you Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. live, and we'll see you on the internet at InfoWars.com. And, of course, the free podcast every day serves out at the end of the show, but there is the Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. Good job, Aaron Dykes.
Thank you, sir.
Now, next Monday, you're going to be in here in one of the hours. We're going to go into from World War II on for people. This is the key. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Hello.